RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Hello, listener. Welcome back to English Bulletin over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we'll present to you our program summary for today. First, we'll bring you our news, followed by commentary, Today in History, and Focus News in Brief. We'll continue our next program with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. We'll conclude our program for today with Music Corner. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news read by Nisma. First headline. President Joko Widodo asked universities to advance e-commerce studies. Vice President Yusuf Kalla ends his visit in Kazakhstan. And now the news in detail. President Joko Widodo has asked universities to advance their e-commerce studies, particularly through the Faculty of Economy, during the 50th anniversary of Pajajaran University UNPAD's commemoration event in Bandung, West Java on Monday. The president stated that he always repeats the same message at any university he visited in a bid to encourage design information and technology subject to be taught to the student. President Joko Widodo also remarked that he wants UNPAD to anticipate as people are now facing a rapid change in globalism. He also added that the Faculty of Economy in Indonesia, which only has three majors, namely management, development, and accountancy, has not changed for years. The president explained about 30% of malls has been closed as consumers have turned to online purchasing. This also highlights the issue of unemployment as people do not need to go out for shopping anymore as they think online shopping is cheaper and faster. President Joko Widodo told the people not to be easily divided because of different political choices. Ahead of general election in 2018, this was stated by the president when the distribution of land certificate in Brigif 15 Kujang 2 Cimahi, West Java on Monday. President Joko Widodo said that the people should always keep the unity of the country. The president also remarked that people should think clearly and use common sense in exercising their rights to vote. He hopes that people are not easy to be divided because the choice is different. In the distribution of the certificate, the president was accompanied by Cabinet Secretary Pramono Anung, Minister of Public Works and Housing Basuki Hadi Mulyono, Minister of Agriculture and Spatial Planning Sofian Jalil, Chief of Staff Teten Masduki, and Deputy Governor of West Java Dedi Miswar. Indonesian Vice President Yusuf Kalla ended his visit to Kazakhstan and left the country on early Tuesday morning for the United States. During the visit to Kazakhstan, Vice President Yusuf Kalla and Kazakh President Nursultan Nazarbayev held a bilateral meeting to discuss efforts to improve bilateral relations, especially in the economic field. The two leaders agreed to encourage the two-way flow of trade and investment. In terms of trade, Kazakhstan has over the use of the Astana-China rail network to overcome transportation and geographical constraint. Given the fact that the country does not have a seaport earlier, Vice President Yusuf Kalla had remarked that economic cooperation between Indonesia and Kazakhstan is still small, valued at only some $25 million. On Tuesday morning, the Vice President Yusuf Kala and his entourage left Kazakhstan for the United States. He will attend the UN General Assembly in New York from September 18 to 23, 2017. Chairman of the People's Consultative Assembly, Zulkifli Hasan, reminded the people to be careful, critical and rational in choosing candidates for the leadership of democracy contestation, both general and regional election, to produce a trustful leader. This was stated by Zulkifli Hasan while providing socialization of four pillars before 500 students at the University of Muhammadiyah Cirebon, West Java on Monday. Zulkifli Hasan explained that with the mandate of the Constitution, Indonesian citizens have sovereignty to determine their own attitude. He also pointed out the sovereignty can be used to select candidate for leaders ahead of the general and regional election. Zulkifli also views that there is now a shift in value and the rich are regarded as honorable and have a high social status, regardless of where to get the money. If the people choose the leader who is determined by money, after being elected, the leader will forget the voters. In fact, he also asserted that in the 1945 Constitution, Article 33, it stated that natural wealth is the state property and fully lies for the welfare of the people. Ministry of Health held a workshop on improving utilization of domestic medical devices in Jakarta on Monday. This workshop is to promote and develop the domestic medical equipment industry as well as to strengthen economic competitiveness both nationally and internationally. Minister of Health Manila Muluk on the sideline of workshop told media that the Ministry of Health encourages domestic industry players to continue to produce domestic medical equipment.
Sekarang jauh lebih baik ya, banyak yang sudah yang dapat kita buat.
Now it's much better. We have made a lot and I do encourage to motivate them to continue to do. But of course, we must keep the quality. Our tension matter has been exported overseas. I think this can be a pride. Why not made here? I have seen, for example, this bed is now generally made in Indonesia and has been used abroad, which is made in Indonesia. So, this is what we encourage. According to the data from the Ministry of Health, the types and quantities of domestic health equipment can already meet 48.5% of the hospital needs class A. Currently, there are 3,705 domestic medical devices that have a distribution license as a guarantee of requirement quality, security, and use. Meanwhile, the price of domestic health equipment is more affordable than import one. With the same standard and quality, this is, of course, able to reduce the cost of health services by 20 to 30% overall. This news coming to you from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The foreign ministers of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, ASEAN, will meet each other to discuss the Rohingya humanitarian crisis. Indonesian Foreign Affairs Minister Retno Marsudi said in Jakarta on Monday that the UN General Assembly session is scheduled for September 23 in New York, the United States. A meeting will be held on the sidelines of a session of the UN General Assembly. At the meeting, foreign ministers will talk about the latest situation in Myanmar. They will also discuss how to contribute particularly in the distribution of humanitarian aid to affected residents. She also said that humanitarian aid will be the main issue to be discussed in the meeting. FM Retno said that relief efforts for residents of Rakhine State are currently hampered by 8 modalities that have not been agreed by the Myanmar government. The International Committee of the Red Cross, ICRC, a nation that offer relief items, including Indonesia. And the last item, Indonesian Central Bank Indonesia or BI has predicted the country's economy to grow 5.26% next year, less than the government set target of 5.4% in the draft 2018 state budget. BI Senior Deputy Governor Mirza Aditya Warsa stated at a working meeting with the government and the House Commission 11 in Jakarta on Monday that BI predict the gross domestic product GDP to reach 5.2% in 2018. He was responding to several lawmakers call for the central bank to finalize its previous forecast of 5.1 to 5.5% for 2018. BI also revised its inflation target for 2018 down to 3.3% from its previous forecast of 2.5 to 4.5%. The figure is also lower than the government's inflation rate assumption in the draft 2018 state budget at 3.5%. BI project the inflation rate at 3.3%. Deputy Governor Mirza also remarked that the increasingly lower inflation rate may help improve the country's competitiveness. And to end the news, here are the main points once again. President Joko Widodo asked universities to advance e-commerce studies. Vice President Yusuf Kalla ends his visit in Kazakhstan. And that was the news from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Hi, listeners of Radio Republik Indonesia. Wherever you are, I am Wadia Ben Abdullah, Ambassador of Kingdom of Morocco to Indonesia. Would like to say happy 72th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia. I best wishes for all of you. Sekali di udara, tetap di udara. Bersama dalam keberagaman.
Listener commentary today entitled Socialization of Four Pillars, Responsibility of All Components of Indonesia. Well, listener, the People Consult Assembly MPR of the Republic of Indonesia held the Socialization of Pancasila, the 1945 Constitution, the Unitary State of Republic of Indonesia, and Bhinneka Tunggal Ika, which means unity in diversity. The socialization activities held in various cities are often called the socialization of the four pillars. One of its goals is to respond to the aspiration of the community. On Monday, September 11, 2017, Chairman of the MPR Zulkifli Hasan conveyed the socialization of four pillars before 1,000 students at Al-Salafi Boarding School in Babakan Ciwaringin, Cirebon Regency, West Java. On the occasion, Zulkifli Hasan reminded that Pancasila contains the noble values of the nation. He also urged people not to use Pancasila to justify and to divide the nation. Previously, to approximately 100 Balikpapan University students, Zulkifli Hasan emphasized that respecting human values is part of Pancasila understanding. He also conveyed that one of the attitudes to care about human values is to stop violence. The socialization of four pillars is also held before various groups and communities. The socialization of four pillars should not only be seen as a transfer of knowledge about Pancasila, the 1945 Constitution, the Unitary State of Republic of Indonesia, and Bhinneka Tunggal Ika, or Unity in Diversity motto. But the most important thing is to instill an understanding that will encourage every Indonesian citizen to practice the values of Pancasila in everyday life. If every Indonesian citizen has a deep understanding of Pancasila, it will be difficult to divide Indonesia. Pancasila, the state ideology as unified nation must be stronger embedded in the life of Indonesian nation, especially when seen the condition occurring in the fellow ASEAN member countries, Myanmar. The existence of the political and economic interests of particular groups is at least part complete there. The socialization of four pillars must continuously be implemented due to diverse population of Indonesia in terms of ethnicity, religions, races and groups who have different culture and tradition. Diversity and differences are complementary in each other. The effort to socialize the four pillars is not only the responsibility of the People's Consular Assembly, but it also needs the support of the people and government of Indonesia. So the implementation of Pancasila values and the implementation of the 1945 Constitution will strengthen the unitary state of Republic of Indonesia and will make all Indonesian people be able to coexist with the spirit of Bhinneka Tunggal Ika, or unity in diversity. Listener, that was commentary read by Rahmana.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying. Voice of Indonesia, siaran internasional Radio Republik Indonesia di Jakarta, menghadirkan berita dan informasi aktual serta hiburan. Anda masih bersama kami di RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Frekuensi SW15150, 9525, 11785 kHz, programa siaran Bahasa Indonesia. Anda juga dapat mendengarkan siaran kami melalui internet di id.voi.co.id.
Today in History. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, with Today in History, a regular segment which brings back people and events from this date in the past as recorded in history. Let's begin with 2007, the Declaration on the Rights of Man is adopted by the United Nations General Assembly. The United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples, or UNGRIP, was adopted by the United Nations General Assembly during the 61st session at the UN headquarters in New York City on September 13, 2007. While as a General Assembly declaration, it is not legally binding instrument under international law, according to the United Nations, it does represent the dynamic development of international legal norms, and it reflects the commitment of the United Nations member states to move in certain direction. UNGRIP, which codifies indigenous historical grievances, contemporary challenges, and socio-economic, political, and cultural aspiration, is a culmination of generation-long efforts by indigenous organizations to get international attention, to secure recognition for their aspirations, and to generate support for their political agendas. Next, move to 1993. On September 13, 1993, at the White House, the United States, Israeli Prime Minister Yitzhak Rabin and PLO Chairman Yasser Arafat shook hands after signing an accord granting limited Palestinian autonomy. The Oslo I Accord, or Oslo I, officially called the Declaration of Principles on Interim Self-Government Arrangements, or short Declaration of Principles, DOP, was an attempt in 1993 to set up a framework that would lead to the resolution of the ongoing Israeli-Palestinian conflict. It was the first face-to-face agreement between the government of Israel and the Palestine Liberation Organization, or PLO. Negotiations concerning the agreement, an outgrowth of the Madrid Conference of 1991, were conducted secretly in Oslo, Norway, hosted by the FAFO Institute, and completed on August 20, 1993. The Oslo Accords were subsequently officially signed at a public ceremony in Washington, D.C. on September 13, 1993, in the presence of PLO Chairman Yasser Arafat, the then Israeli Prime Minister Yitzhak Rabin, and U.S. President Bill Clinton.
The documents themselves were signed by Mahmoud Abbas for the PLO, Foreign Minister Simon Peres for Israel, U.S. Secretary of State Warren Christopher for the United States, and Foreign Minister Andrei Koizurev for Russia. The accord provided for the creation of a Palestinian interim self-government, the Palestinian National Authority, or PNA. The Palestinian Authority would have responsibility for the administration of the territory under its control. The accords also called for the withdrawal of the Israeli defense forces from parts of the Gaza Strip and West Bank. In the letters of mutual recognition, the PLO acknowledged the state of Israel and pledged to reject violence, and Israel recognized the PLO as the representative of the Palestinian people and as partner in negotiations. Yasser Arafat was allowed to return to the occupied Palestinian territories. In 1995, the Oslo I Accord was followed by Oslo II. Neither promised Palestinian statehood. Well, that was Today in History over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. I'm Anna Trijayakasi.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
Hello listener, welcome back with me Mana Rahmana in Focus. The title of today's Focus is Indonesia and Taiwan Cooperate in Health and Education. Indonesia and Taiwan continue to develop cooperation between the two countries in the field of education. 18 institutions in Indonesia and Taiwan signed a memorandum of understanding in the formation of an alliance to cooperate to improve the quality of health education. The bid to realize the life of equality. Quality Society in Yogyakarta on Monday. Vice-Rector for Student Affairs University of Muhammadiyah Yogyakarta, Hilman Latif, as quoted by Antara News Agency, said that the institutions in Indonesia and Taiwan are incorporated in Taiwan-Indonesian healthcare education, called TIHE. Hilman also said that the cooperation would be a stepping stone to improve the quality of health education in each institution. He added that health is an important issue for Muhammadiyah as community organization. Health is one of the focuses among issues that Muhammadiyah is concerned about. Hilman also further said that with members of around 40 million, Muhammadiyah is one of the largest community organization in Indonesia, has many university and high school as well as hospital to improve people's prosperity, which aims to educate and provide health services to the community. Therefore, the need to develop the science of health becomes important in order to improve the quality of life. That is the purpose of forming the alliance. Meanwhile, Nan Chen Shi from National Taipei University of Nursing and Health Science said that the alliance would be an important breakthrough for the development of health science. He believes the alliance would be an important advance for the era of society, both to improve each institution and to produce a generation capable of providing quality health services to the community. The TIHE Alliance, according to Nan Chen Shi, will be a platform for its members in developing inter-institutional cooperation. The cooperation over ahead is not only limited in health issues but also in other fields such as agriculture and others. The 18 institutions in alliance include high school and university in Aceh, Pontianak, West Kalimantan, Yogyakarta, Purwokerto, and Surakarta provinces, Central Java, Bengkulu, and Banjarmasin, South Kalimantan province. Listener, that was Focus Day. Thanks for listening.
I, Hoàng Anh Thuân, GM Basel, Vietnam, Indonesia, would like to say Happy 72nd anniversary to Radio Republic of Indonesia. I'm very happy to see the development of the Radio Republic Indonesia in the past years. I'm also happy to see the cooperation between Radio Republic Indonesia and The Voice Vietnam. We wish not only the cooperation between the Radio Republic of Indonesia and The Voice of Vietnam to develop, but also the people-to-people relationship between our two countries. Happy anniversary again.
Here is our news in brief. President Joko Widodo has asked universities to advance their e-commerce studies, particularly through the Faculty of Economy. President Joko Widodo told the people not to be easily divided because of different political choices ahead of general election in 2018. Indonesian Vice President Yusuf Kalla ended his visit to Kazakhstan and left the country on early Tuesday morning for the United States. Chairman of the People's Consultative Assembly, Zulkifli Hasan, reminded the people to be careful, critical, and rational in choosing candidate for the leadership of democracy contestation, both general and regional election, to produce a trustful leader. Ministry of Health workshop on improving utilization of domestic medical devices in Jakarta on Monday. The foreign ministers of the Association of Southeast Asia Nations, or ASEAN, will meet each other to discuss the Rohingya humanitarian crisis. And the last item, Indonesian Central Bank, Bank Indonesia or BI, has predicted the country's economy to grow 5.26% next year, less than the government set target of 5.4% in the draft of 2018 state budget. And that was the news in brief from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listener, welcome back to Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary arts, fine arts, and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we will introduce you to a traditional dance of Cendrawasih. Stay tuned. Listener, last August 23rd, 8 Indonesian dancers in red and blue domination costume and their distinctive hats performed Sobrak dance on the side of Danube River, Slovakia. Their performance amazed the citizens of Slovakia and other foreigners who watch. The dancers and music team are art team built by Indonesian Embassy of Bratislava, Smara Gita Art, consisting of Slovak community, staff of Indonesian Embassy, Bratislava, and Indonesian people living in Slovakia. They were performing on stage Bratislava Culture, Informagne Stredisko 2017. About 450 spectators kept watching seriously the appearance of Sobrak. In addition, they were also presented with various other Indonesian dance performances, such as Bajidor Kahot Dance, Jejer Jaran Dawuk, and Cendrawasih dance. In today's edition of Indonesian Wonder, we will introduce you one of Indonesian dance that was performed at Bratislava Kulturen A Informagne Stredisko 2017 August, the Cendrawasih dance. Cendrawasih dance is the one originating from Bali. Created by the Balinese art Igede Manik, this dance was performed for the first time in 1920s in Buleleng Regency, Bali. Since then, Cendrawasih dance has continued to evolve with new creations. Until now, precisely, Cendrawasih dance that is often staged is the result of the agreement of the NLN Swasti Wijaya Bandung. Music Listener, as the name implies, Cendrawasi dance is inspired by Cendrawasi bird, which in Balinese means Manuk Dewata. This dance tells the story of a pair of paradise birds that are making love. This type of bird is known to dance and to sing when trying to mate. But explicitly, this dance has a philosophical meaning about the beauty of the island of Bali, which is unequaled. Listener, Cendrawasi dance is displayed in pairs. The number of dancers can be more than two, and the dance is generally performed by women. Some of the dancers act as male birds and female birds of a paradise. This dance is divided into three rounds, namely the beginning, or pepason, the main part, or the pangawak, and the end, or pangipuk. The beginning of this dance starts with the entry of dancers who act as birds of paradise. Cendrawasi dancers wear kamban, cloth, crown with crest, and gold necklace. Like the Balinese dance in general, this dance is accompanied by the Balinese gamelan. Listener, that was the Indonesian Wonder for today with the topic Cendrawasi Dance. I'm Nika Kusumawati. We'll meet again with another interesting topic in Indonesian Wonder. Sampai jumpa!
To speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly, we present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is Adelie Wood Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or Indonesian language on the radio, which introduces some Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to use them in a conversation. Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia, RRI Foreign Broadcasting Station, and the Agency for Language Development of the Ministry of Education and Culture of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is Ulang Tahun ke-72 Radio Republik Indonesia, or in English, Radio Republik Indonesia's 72nd Anniversary. First, I'll introduce some Indonesian vocabulary and idioms related to the topic today. I'll say each word slowly twice, you can follow after me. Ulang tahun. Ulang tahun. Anniversary. Radio Republik Indonesia. Radio Republik Indonesia. Indonesia's state radio. Ke-72. Ke-72. The 22nd. Ikut. Ikut. To join. Besok pagi. Besok pagi. Tomorrow morning. Tentu saja. Tentu saja. Of course. Menemani. Menemani. To accompany. Pemenang. Pemenang. The winner. Quiz. 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 Acara. Acara. Program. Menarik. Menarik, interesting. Hiburan, hiburan, entertainment, konser musik, music concert, upacara, upacara, seremoni, hari ulang tahun, birthday or anniversary day, penting, penting, important, diperkenalkan, diperkenalkan, to be introduced, peserta, peserta, participant, memakai, memakai, to wear, baju daerah, traditional clothes or dress, ngobrol, ngobrol, to have a chat, karyawan, karyawan, employee, senang, senang, happy, mengunjungi, mengunjungi, to visit, tempat wisata, tourist destination, utama, utama, main, berkesan, berkesan, impressive, seragam, seragam, uniform, putih, putih, white, biru, biru, blue. Next is a conversation on ulang tahun ke-72 Radio Republik Indonesia, or in English RRI's or Radio Republik Indonesia's 72nd anniversary. As usual, I'll say every sentence slowly twice and you can follow after me. The conversation is between Nita and Ani at the office. Ani, apakah kamu ikut kostum etnik fun run besok pagi? Ani, apakah kamu ikut kostum etnik fun run besok pagi? In English, Ani, are you joining the costume ethnic fun run tomorrow morning? Tentu saja, of course. Besok tugas saya menemani pemenang kuis ikut etnik run. Besok tugas saya menemani pemenang kuis ikut etnik run. Tomorrow, my duty is to accompany the winner of the quiz for ethnic run. Acara besok sangat menarik. Acara besok sangat menarik. Tomorrow's program is very interesting. Karena ada hiburan konser musik. Karena ada hiburan konser musik. Because there is a music concert. Apakah pemenang kuis juga akan ikut upacara hari ulang tahun RRI? Apakah pemenang kuis juga akan ikut upacara hari ulang tahun RRI? Are the quiz winners joining the ceremony for RRI's anniversary? Ya, itu adalah saat yang penting untuk mereka. Ya, itu adalah saat yang penting untuk mereka. Yes, it is the important moment for them. Setelah upacara, mereka akan diperkenalkan kepada seluruh peserta. Setelah upacara, mereka akan diperkenalkan kepada seluruh peserta. After the ceremony, they will be introduced to all attendees. Yang menarik, biasanya mereka memakai baju daerah masing-masing. Yang menarik, biasanya mereka memakai baju daerah masing-masing. Interestingly, they usually wear traditional clothes from their respective country. Selain itu, pemenang kuis bisa ngobrol-ngobrol dengan karyawan RRI. Selain itu, pemenang kuis bisa ngobrol-ngobrol dengan karyawan Voice of Indonesia. Selain itu, pemenang kuis bisa ngobrol-ngobrol dengan karyawan Voice of Indonesia. Besides, the quiz winners can chat with VOI employees. Pasti sangat berkesan. Pasti sangat berkesan. It will be very impressive. Baiklah, sampai jumpa besok pagi. Baiklah, sampai jumpa besok pagi. Oke, see you tomorrow morning. Jangan lupa untuk upacara kita memakai seragam warna putih dan biru. Jangan lupa untuk upacara kita memakai seragam warna putih dan biru. Don't forget, for the ceremony, we'll be wearing the uniform of white and blue. That was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or Indonesian language on the radio. Until tomorrow with another topic, sampai berjumpa lagi.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener of Radio World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. Welcome back with Minuka in our regular program, Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian songs. In today's edition, we present you a dangdut songs. Well, listener, let's listen to the song entitled Demam Asmara. Lagu Demam Asmara, narasi.
Sebelumnya biasa saja, tak ada rasa aku dan dia. Sebelumnya tak istimewa, aku dan dia teman biasa. Lama-lama jadi berbeda, hati gelisah bila tak jumpa. Makin lama makin terasa, getar indah saat berpandangan. Menyenangkan saat habiskan waktu bersama. Panas, dingin, bila ada yang menggoda dia. Tata-tataku jatuh cinta, makin lama makin terasa. Du-du-du-du, oh aku rindu, ingin selalu bersama kamu. Ya 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 ya, aku bahagia, dunia rasanya milik kita. Ra 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 ra, demam asmara, penawarnya hanya jumpa dia. Ha ha, makin membara. Sebelumnya tak istimewa. Lama-lama jadi berbeda, hati gelisah bila tak jumpa. Makin lama makin terasa, getar indah saat berpandangan. Menyenangkan saat habiskan waktu bersama. Panas, dingin, bila ada yang menggoda dia. Tata-tataku jatuh cinta, makin lama makin terasa. Du-du-du-du, oh aku rindu, ingin selalu bersama kamu. Ya 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 ya, aku bahagia, dunia rasanya milik kita. Ra-ra-ra-ra, demam asmara, penawarnya hanya jumpa dia.
Dangdut singer Muhammad Syahrur Kamil, who is familiarly called Kamil, just sang a song entitled Demam Asmara. Composed by Adi Bal Syahrul and music by Prikase, this song tells about someone who fell in love. Initially only ordinary friends, and the lovers were nervous if they did not meet. The song, released in 2014, is a fun, romantic and easy listening song. Adi Bal and Prikase composed the concept of Demam Asmara. They use progressive music by incorporating elements of Malay music, Minang and Medan, then collaborated with drums and koplo drums. You could say this music concept the Mama Smara or Dangdut Progressive Koplo. Dangdut music with a touch of a progressive music and koplo. Well, listener, let's listen to the next Kemil songs entitled Mabuk Kabayang.
Capai tangan, apakah ku harus bertahan menanti dalam kebimbangan? Paras minang ayu pawang membuatku mabuk kepayang, siang malam terbayang-bayang. Bila ada cinta di antara kita, mari kita jalani berdua. Rasa hati
kau meragukannya. Janganlah ragu ku dusta. Bila ada cinta di antara kita, mari kita jalani berdua.
Listener Aceh born singer is developing his artistic talents since in elementary school. Growing up, he also followed the Dangdut and Pop Music Festival event and successfully won several awards. Camille was aware of his interest in Dangdut music after attending a Dangdut contest organized by one of the national private television stations, and he became a finalist of the top 5 representative of the Aceh region. Since then, he has become a frequent performer at various events. Then he released his first single entitled Mabuk Kepayang. Composed by Dan Fajar, the song tells the story of someone who is in a serious love with his lover. The song presents a different musical concept, combining elements of pop, alternative, and Malay music without putting aside the characteristic of Dangdut itself. Well, listener, to conclude our music corner for today, let's listen to the last song entitled Doa Untuk Ayah. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening and I'll see you on the next music corner.
Memapah lelah walau nafasmu terengah. Pahit pedihnya kehidupan kau lalui penuh dengan kesabaran. Keringat jujuran, jiwa raga kau pertaruhkan, kasih sayang kau labuhkan di lautan hidupku. Ayah, maafkanlah anakmu, tiada terbalas jasamu. Walau dengan apapun, hanyalah doa yang dapat aku persembahkan atas segala pengorbanan yang kau berikan. Kau pertaruhkan kasih sayang kau labuhkan di lautan hidupku. Ayah, maafkanlah anakmu, tiada terbalas jasamu. Walau dengan apapun, hanyalah doa yang dapat aku persembahkan atas segala pengorbanan ayah. Tiada terbalas jasamu walau dengan
apapun hanyalah doa yang dapat aku persembahkan atas segala pengorbanan. Yang kau berikan.
Ararai World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
Ararai World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Sebelumnya biasa saja, tak ada rasa aku dan dia. Sebelumnya tak istimewa, aku dan dia teman biasa. Lama-lama jadi berbeda, hati gelisah bila tak jumpa. Makin lama makin terasa getar indah saat berpandangan. Menyenangkan saat habiskan waktu bersama. Panas, dingin bila ada yang menggoda dia. Tatap-tatapku jatuh cinta, makin lama makin terasa. Du-du-du-du oh aku rindu, ingin selalu bersama kamu. Ya 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 aku bahagia, dunia rasanya milik kita. Ra 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 demam asmara, penawarnya hanya jumpa dia.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.